Greetings, lovely listeners. Today we are going to talk about when the emotion becomes too powerful and we as mediums let the tears flow when we're giving a contact from spirit to a client in a DEM, in practice circle. I think this is something important to talk about because I've studied these mediums who get very emotional. When it first started happening with my students, you know, I never really bothered to understand the waterworks or tears when I would see my classmates cry. I just thought, wow, they're really feeling spirit, or they're, you know, I just thought they were really feeling spirit, right? I thought the emotion was too much for them and they were just releasing. But then when my students started having some hiccups, that's when I really started to want to understand why they cried, like when my students were crying. And it doesn't happen very often, but I did encounter a student just recently when I taught my Journey Within class who, bless her heart, was just releasing so much with some tears when she was giving a contact to one of my students. And I thought, you know, I need to do a podcast over this because I want to share with you why, what I have come to understand and know and believe, why these waterworks or tears flow when we're working. So this is my theory based on my observation and experience, right? For those of you listening, if you think about when you have been in the middle of a contact and when you've gotten super emotional, specifically with tears, crying, this is what I want to talk about. Even just maybe even really getting rattled, and the emotion is so strong it jars you and, you know, makes it hard for you to hold that blend with spirit. If you think about when this has happened with you, you did, before those tears began or that emotion became too much, you did come out of the blend and hold on to in your mind an awareness, even if it was just, I'm talking about 1 second here. That's how long it takes to connect to your own life. You did connect to your own life and think about something in your life that triggered those tears. And it would relate in some way, shape, or form to what the spirit person was bringing through in evidence with their memories, with their love. And I know this to be true because when students have gotten emotional after the contact, I ask them, you know, this was a father you brought through and you were very crying as he was saying he's sorry. Is this a sensitive topic for you in your life? Or is fatherhood very hard right now with your husband or something? I ask the student without prying too much if it touched their own heartstrings in their physical life. And the answer is always yes. Yes to when the medium lets the tears flow. And not only that, I then, not only did the topic that the spirit person was talking about touch the heartstrings of the medium in their personal life, that's not really what makes them cry. It's the fact that the medium thought about their own life, even just a connection in awareness, take going out of the blend and thinking, oh, this is a feeling of my struggle now that spirit is bringing to my client. It's a split second. It takes just a second to trigger those tears in the medium when they become aware how their own life is similar with a hardship. And it doesn't always have to be a hardship like fatherhood struggles that spirit's bringing through to trigger the medium to think for a millisecond about their own life and fatherhood struggles to bring on tears. It doesn't even have to be a remorse or a sorrowful contact that's coming through in spirit. It can be happiness too, an overwhelming love. You know, a mom coming through, giving her daughter, the client, these memories of maternal love and, you know, holding her as a baby. And let's say the medium then just for a split second thinks about their own life and how they've just had a child or when they were that young mother. Any of these situations where spirit is bringing through emotion, if you pull out and think about your own life in this emotional state, it opens up the medium to feel, how do I want to say this? To feel the connection in their own life, which pulls at the heart. And these waterworks, these tears start pouring, and then they're uncontrollable. So there's a connection the medium has to their own life in a split second that the spirit person's emotions makes them think of. I'm going to tell you right now that spirit never makes us cry. Spirit doesn't bring, for the most part, overwhelming emotion to where we cry so much we pull out of the blend and can't finish the contact. When it is that extreme, the medium has come out of the blend and been in their conscious mind and connected that situation spirit is bringing to their own life, and it's a sensitive area. So I would ask students, so my proof of this is the students I have seen get emotional after the contact. I would ask them as I followed the link and knew, you understand, do you have this, would this pull at your heartstrings with father in your life? Yes. And did you for a split second think about your own dad when you were working with this dad in spirit? Yes. And it's time and time again, I had validation on this. And that's also why, you know, I would then watch the students move forward and they would bring those same father contacts through and they wouldn't get emotional because they'd experienced how the tears would flow if they did connect their own fatherhood life struggle with the spirit person. They were then able to move forward when dad's coming through remorsefully would bring stuff and they were able to understand how to prevent the tears. But it's hard, listeners, isn't it? It's hard when spirit gives us, it's hard to not want to just immerse into that beautiful emotion spirit gives, you know, remorseful, blissful, both extremes and everything in between. Immerse into it and not feel, oh God, I've missed my mom, or, oh, this is just like my dad. I want to hear these words from my dad. You know, or wow, that's so awesome. Her dad says, sorry. You know, it's hard not to step out of the blend and then think consciously as the humans we are. But it's when spirit brings these huge emotions through that I think we have to be strong for the client and not come out of that blend and think about our own lives, right? In the moment, if it triggers these waterworks, because I think we have to keep, we are the rod of strength in the session. You know, how many times have we seen these mediums in the public eye break down crying throughout sessions? We don't, because they understand mediumship. They have to be strong in that emotion they're receiving to give it fully. And not let their own emotions and physical life experience come in the way of that. And there, you know, some people may say, no, release, cry with the sitter. And hey, if that works for you, so be it. But this is just my belief. I think that as the mediums, we've got to hold strong for our clients. Now, that doesn't mean we don't feel the beautiful emotion spirit is coming through when the session is over. That's when you do the reflection of your own life and how that communicator touched you in your own personal life with their emotions they were sharing. And that's the second part of this episode, is you know, remember, messages that we give to clients will always resonate with us as well. That's the beauty of the mediumistic journey for the medium. We're always evolving and healing too with the contacts we give, with the messages we give. There's a part of it that will always resonate with us, and that when you finish the session, you know, always reflect on that, but not in the moment of the session. And it's when we tap into that gentle reflection and compare our own experience in life with the spirit person and client in front, that's when the tears flow. So after the session is over, you know, reflect on that message, because this is the second part of the episode, the whole theory of your own healing is happening too with the message you're giving. And that emotion that spirit is giving you so strongly is meant to touch you. It is meant to heal you. It is meant to evolve you, bring you understanding and healing and peace in the moment. And it's okay to really cry and release that after the session. And I'm not saying that, you know, you're never going to cry, and it's never going to, you know, we're not perfect as mediums. It's hard to not bring our own life into this emotion that spirit brings us. It's going to happen. You know, sometimes I feel these tears coming up, especially when it deals with like mom and daughter things with me and my daughter, because my daughter is my life and I am a mother, right? Sometimes that emotion is so overwhelming. But again, I'm only human and so are you. And I think that it's, what do I want to say here? I think that when those tears are unpreventable, even just tearing up, and then you'll get used to feeling that surge of emotions. You know, I've thought about my own daughter. I have this mom in spirit. I've got her daughter sitting in front of me as my client. Oh my gosh, this is really feeling like me and Aubrey. Just that split second of thought with Aubrey, I'm going to get those tears forming in my eyes. And I think, you know, I know, okay, let me get back to spirit. Let me forget my daughter. I have to relay this mom's message. I'm not going to sit there to the client and say, I'm thinking about my own daughter and me now, you know, but I'm not going to do that because this is the client's time. But I am going to acknowledge, wow, this is very powerful for me. And when the session ends, why did I tear up and how did it get to me? Because that is healing for me. It is those tears helped me to understand or be present or heal or release or understand, really is a good word for it, with my life in the moment, with my own daughter and my own motherhood and her daughterhood to me. And that's coming forward to help me in some way. So the tears are a blessing and not a blessing at the same time. And I think, though, as mediums, we can't be waterfalls for our clients. If you're a waterfall, you have opened up to your own life, allowing the Niagara Falls to happen, right? The waterfall. And, you know, ask yourself why. Use it as a healing, learning experience for yourself. And I would say that if you are giving sessions and you keep crying and crying and crying and it's overwhelming, then, you know, really take a step back and ask, you know, think about the contacts that trigger your tears, right? And then kind of dive into that. And see, how can I, you know, ask yourself, how can I help myself with these issues that are really, really triggering my waterfalls, my tears in these sessions, you know, because that's what this whole journey is about, right? It's about healing and evolvement for ourselves just as much as it is for others. And for others, just as much as it is for ourselves, okay? So when the tears are flowing, the last thing I'll leave you with, listeners, is kind of maybe how to build the dam and stop the flow in a session. It's okay to say, you know what, to your client when you're crying and these tears are falling, you know, it's okay to say to your client, you know, I'm just going to pause our time right now. And if I could just have a moment to gather myself with this beautiful emotion of an apology your father's bringing, or with this amazing love this mother is sending through. So I'm just going to do some breath work. I'm going to breathe. I'm going to feel my feet in center and just kind of create my foundation with spirit here again as I gain composure. And I think it's important to say, listeners, to the client, pause the time, because they're going to be thinking, you know, a lot of things when they see you cry. They're going to be thinking, oh my gosh, is my spirit person okay? Or, wow, my mom is so amazing and so strong in love. Or am I going to have to pay extra minutes while the medium is eating up my time, having to compose themselves? You know, there's a lot of thoughts the client will be having in this. So I think it's important to say, I'm just going to pause our session time right now, if that's okay with you, to regain my foundation with spirit. And I'll continue here in a second. And then mediums, you know, just ground yourself, feel your feet on the floor, breathe, and really imagine that beautiful, healing, peaceful light or energy moving through the feet, all the way up through the body and the roots, and just kind of calming you internally, feeling your body. I don't think we need to shoot it out through the crown chakra. I just think we need to stabilize at this point and get back to that numb, emotional, vibrating space that is numb, serene, or higher. And then when you're ready, say, okay, I'm ready now. As I welcome in spirit, this is where they're taking me now. Let's continue. And then you're all good. So just a topic I wanted to touch on. I hope it helps for my sensitives out there who, you know, really open up to the waterworks and that connection in their own life when it's happening. Think about it. Think about those contacts that have triggered this response in you, and how was it a part of your life, that theme, that message? Your current life when you worked with spirit then. And I hope it brings you some insight. This is my opinion. I'm not telling you, you know, how to run your sessions, but just a little opinion with my experience and the water works when they happen in sessions. And until next time, listeners, talk to you then.